KLJR News Director Joshua Dixon here, and I don't know about you, but when I wake up in the morning, I don't normally think, you know, I want to raise shrimp today. And I can't speak for everybody in the KLJR listening area that way. I have Becky Bruns here. Hello.
Hi, Josh.
And you are someone who did wake up one day and say that, you know, I feel like raising shrimp. And so just tell us, how did you get into doing this?
I don't know if it was a necessarily woke up one day as had an idea after a couple glasses of wine and then left that idea to die. And then my mom picked it up and then she left it to die and then I picked it up. And here we are about a year later with our first tank of shrimp in our barn. So it was kind of a slow burn coming into the idea of raising shrimp.
But okay, before that, you had poultry, and you're still doing the poultry, right?
I do. I raise laying hens, young laying hens, and I still raise young laying hens. However, that was the big catalyst that brought us into this. Most people know, agriculture is very volatile right now.
Mm-hmm.
Crop prices are high. Egg prices are in the tanks. Crop prices are all over the board. Egg prices are absolutely in the tank right now. It's hard to get contracts, and we had a big contract. And decided we didn't want to do those big contracts anymore, that we wanted to dial back a little bit. So as far as eggs, I'm working with more smaller cooperatives that only need a couple flocks a year or so.
Okay.
Needed a little bit of a supplemental income for that. And it turns out this may end up being my primary income if this goes well, or when this goes well.
Yes.
So took one of my pullet barns out of production. It's actually my oldest barn. The structure was built in 1980. In September of last year, 2018, there was still chickens in this barn, and I just put my first tank of shrimp in this last week.
Okay, so where are you based out of? You're close to Olivia, right?
I am 8 miles north of Redwood Falls on County Road 1.
Okay, and so about a year ago, you said, I'm going to take one of my pullet barns out of production. I'm going to start raising shrimp.
Yep.
How do you do that? I mean, just technically and logistically, what is involved in making that transformation?
Oh, I've learned so much in the last 10 months. As soon as the birds were gone out of that barn, we immediately brought in grinders and cutters and started removing all the cages, all of the equipment that was in there. One of the things to remember with this is the shrimp grow in salt water. So everything in that barn needed to be recovered with plastic and stainless steel. There can be nothing that could be corroded by salt water.
Mm-hmm.
So we started out by removing all of our old equipment, patching all of the holes in the walls where the fans had been, and then we put in-floor heat in. So we took the day pits where the manure had been stored, put in-floor heat pipes in there, and then concreted over it. So now our floor is new concrete all the way across, and we've got our heat in there. And then we covered our walls. I insulated with 2-inch insulation just to try to keep my heat in there a little better, because these barns are always warm, even in
sure.
the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is covered with a PVC paneling and stainless steel fasteners, brand new lighting, brand new electrical wiring, everything made for wet saline environments so that everything can handle the saltwater environment that is constantly in there trying to corrode away what I have.
Are there sorts of regulations or things that, I mean, is somebody sort of standing over and watching to make sure you do this according to rules and regulations?
Yep. I have a permit from the USDA. An aquaculture permit from the USDA to grow white Pacific shrimp. So that required me to first submit to them my intentions and submit to them my plans. And then I had an on-site visit where DNR, actually, this is both USDA. I'm sorry, I have a permit from the DNR.
DNR, okay.
Yeah, USDA isn't involved until I start processing. So I have a permit from the DNR, submitted all my information to them, let them know what I was planning on doing, and then I had an on-site DNR visit that I had two DNR officers that came out. Seen everything that I was planning on doing, what I'm planning on doing with my wastewater, how I'm planning on draining any water that needs to be drained. They had certain hoops I had to jump through, but I do have a permit from the DNR to operate a white Pacific shrimp aquaculture environment.
And are you sort of jumping into this a little bit at a time, like you are putting up one tank right now, but you have room to expand later? Or how are you approaching that?
Yep, that's correct. I have 17 tanks, 4 grower tanks, which have a capacity of 1,700 gallons. Or
each.
Nursery tanks, yep. 4 nursery tanks that have a capacity of 1,700 gallons each. And then 13 grower tanks that have a capacity of 3,300 gallons each. So the intent, and I do have my first tank on hand now, the intent is that I'll receive one nursery tank every 2 weeks, And those nursery tanks, once they're 4 to 6 weeks old, will then move into the grower tanks. So my 4 nursery tanks will supply all of my 13 grower tanks. The intention being that I will constantly have a supply of shrimp for our customers that want to come out and buy some fresh shrimp. I should ideally have a total of around 400 pounds of shrimp available per month for market.
Okay, you're sort of jumping ahead to something I was going to ask later on. As far as distribution, if people want to get their hands on the shrimp, how do you do this? Are you doing it locally? Are you doing it statewide? Are you working through distributors? Do people have to come straight to you? Or how are you going about the distribution part?
At this point, we are only marketing direct to consumer. So grab your cooler and come on out and buy a couple pounds of fresh shrimp. They're still swimming in the tank when you come out, so they're netted fresh, put on ice, and you take them home and clean them and eat them for dinner that night.
They can't get any fresher than that.
Nope, they cannot get any fresher than that. So that is the intention. At this point, 100% of what we are growing will be marketed direct to consumer.
And so is there a certain point where Minnesota-raised shrimp are going to have sort of a unique taste? I mean, are they different in some way than shrimp raised in other places?
There's not going to be a different flavor per se from another fresh white Pacific shrimp. Some of that is controlled through how I monitor my water, through salinity and pH, and making sure all that's correct is going to give the shrimp a better flavor and a better texture. And I'm pretty dedicated to making sure that that's top-notch. But one of the cool things about this is the Minnesota shrimp product. First of all, you're not going to get that fresh of a shrimp here from anywhere else. So this is going to be the only opportunity from a Minnesota tank is to get a shrimp that's literally alive right before you cook it. You can't get them from Florida that fast.
Right.
However, one of our really cool things here is we are working currently on helping get a Minnesota hatchery up and going as well. The shrimp I have in my tank are some of the first out there from that. So our product that we're putting out is going to be the first ever, it's never existed before, 100% Minnesota grown shrimp product. So not only is it completely grown here, it was born, it was bred, and it was hatched here. So it is literally a 100% Minnesota shrimp product, and that's never existed before. When you're getting your brood stock, your product from down south, it's already been exposed to the pollution that's come from all these hurricanes, the heavy metals, the toxicity that's in those waters that are down in the Florida and Hawaii area. We have complete control over that with our hatcheries up here, that it's clean water that's never been exposed to these pollutions. So that's really exciting to know. We've got that clean and sustainable of a product.
Well, the shrimp have to come from somewhere, so where are you getting? I mean, I know literally nothing about raising shrimp, and so what do you start with?
Okay, my baby shrimp are, we call them PLs, post-larval. So shrimp are, they lay eggs, and then the eggs hatch, and then they molt, and then they, so, you know, they follow kind of that. So I am getting my PLs, my post-larvals, from this Minnesota hatchery that we're trying to really get up going. So he has parent stock that he has purchased, and then he brings the parent stock in, he breeds the parent stock, he raises the post-larvals up until roughly about 21 days from the point that they actually hatched. So they go from the egg to the nepali to the larval to the post-larval. So I'm getting them 21 days post-larval is what they're called. And they're about the size of an eyelash when I get them in.
And you have 17 tanks
this point? I have 17 tanks.
And that will, at this point, 17 tanks will produce about 400 pounds.
400 pounds of shrimp a month.
A month.
Yep.
And if things really take off, how much can you expand and how much realistically could be a goal in the future?
Yeah, we haven't even looked at anything as far as, you know, restaurant or grocery store contracts or anything like that. For one thing, I'm working with another gentleman who's very successful in this already, and he can't keep the shrimp in the tank. They're sold out as soon as they're ready. So we want to make sure when we get this customer base, we can supply them. Mm-hmm. So we're not looking at restaurant or grocery store contracts or anything like that, because we want to supply our customers first of all. However, the building that I've gone into now, I'm only using half of my facility for these 17 tanks. Okay. So there is potential that I could basically redo the whole renovation that I just did and put in another 17 tanks if I wanted to. I'm nowhere near wanting to bite that off right now. But there is a possibility for that. And also, there is a possibility. We have other buildings there. One of the other things is you can look at growing them in raceways. So instead of in tanks, it's like in a big, long concrete trough. And then you have the capability to grow more shrimp. And you could look at more restaurant or grocery store contracts at that point. But right now, I'm not wanting to even consider growing. I'm dreaming big and not sleeping well. So I need to accomplish this before I go any further.
Okay, another glass of wine maybe.
Yeah, or more.
And so you said you first got the idea for this about a year ago. And so where are you at right now? Are you producing your first batches right now? Or when did you start producing your first batches?
We took first action on this about a year ago. My pullet farm was hit by avian influenza. And that was a heck of a hit to have to really destroy everything that you've worked so hard to build your entire life. That's something you don't come back from very easy. And it made me start looking at what else is out there. The poultry industry is a volatile and difficult industry, and I've been in it literally my entire life. And it made me look at what else can I do with these buildings? What else can we do with these barns? And so it's been probably about 2 years ago when the first, like, hey, we should go grow shrimp like Paul, you know, who is the guy that I'm working with that helped me get up and going. And, you know, like I said, it just kind of started with an idea. But it was in September of last year that the action started on it. Now, currently today, I have the facility all up and ready to run. Some construction work that needs to be done in my lab, my storefront, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some hoses that need to be hooked up to some tanks, but I have all 4 nursery tanks and 4 grower tanks up and going, air running through them, water ready for shrimp, and I have one tank that currently has 9,500 baby shrimp in it. I got them on the 3rd, so I've had them for almost a week now, and I'm hoping to get more shrimp at the end of this week.
So how much of your time is this taking right now? Or do you have to bring in other people, or are you checking on it every day, or do shrimp sort of grow on their own? How much work do you have to do?
So I don't leave the farm a whole lot. For the first 10 days, they get a liquid feed that needs to be given to them every 4 hours. They're fed a 400 micron grain on a belt feeder. It's not a grain, but it's like a grain. It's a powdered feed on a belt feeder. But then they also get this liquid feed every 4 hours. So instead of going out for the 4th of July, we had friends out to our house because then I could go out every 4 hours and still feed the shrimp. So I don't leave the farm a whole lot. I need to be there and be able to feed every 4 hours with this liquid feed. One of the biggest things is monitoring the water, making sure that the ammonia, the nitrates, the pH, the salinity, the dissolved oxygen, all of that is correct. So every morning at 6 o'clock, I'm out there feeding the baby shrimp, checking on the water. Every night at 10 o'clock, I'm out there feeding the baby shrimp, checking on the water. So I'm not working constantly all day long, but I'm in there at least every 4 hours and usually for a couple hours in between.
It's there in the back of your mind at all times.
Yep.
Are you bringing in any help, or are you doing it all on your own at this point?
At this point, I'm doing it all on my own. I run the pullet farm with my mom and my husband, and my husband also has another business there on the farm, so we pretty much just don't leave the farm. We work there, we live there, we raise our kids there, we do everything there. So they are available to help me. But I feel like I need to understand what I'm doing before I can start teaching somebody else how to do it. It's been a heck of a learning curve for me working with aquaculture and shrimp, crustaceans instead of, you know, birds. And with, you know, like birds, you've got your triage of air is most important and then water and then feed. Where when you're working with shrimp, it's all in the water. It's make it or break it right there. So I'm learning a lot yet. Eventually, I may need to bring in maybe one person to help with sales.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'll ever get to the point where I could hand over the water completely to somebody else. So that'll be my thing.
Okay. One last question. I know there are a lot of people at home right now saying, where do I get my hands on it? So how do people get in touch with you to get their share of this 400 pounds of shrimp you're producing every month at this point?
Well, we're hoping that these first shrimp, knock on wood, fingers crossed, if I do everything right, will be ready for market in early November. And from then on, I should hopefully have shrimp ready consistently.
Mm-hmm.
We, at this point, have started our Facebook page up. The Shrimp Shop is the name of our business. So the Facebook page is up and going already, and we're updating the growth of the birds, or birds. See, yeah, my mindset.
Exactly.
We're updating the growth of the shrimp and how they're doing on our Facebook page constantly. We are currently working on a website. It is not active yet, but it should be up soon, shrimpshopmn.com. That information we're hoping to start getting out there and doing some more advertising. At this point, I haven't done a lot of marketing yet because I haven't had a product to market. But it will be, like I said, we're 7-8 miles north of Redwood on County Road 1. We'll have signs up out there, and we'll get our Facebook page and our website going and let everybody know when the shrimp is ready and when they can stop out and buy it.
Okay, one last question. Is there a phone number where people can reach you?
My phone number for the shrimp shop is 320-212-1180, and any questions or if somebody's maybe interested in a tour or stopping out and seeing how the shrimp are doing, we're there.
Thank you. Becky Bruns of the Shrimp Shop.
Yeah. Thank you.